What do you call a period of time when it doesn't rain?
I would be
a long dry period.
Okay.
Spell, dry spell.
And what's another word for that?
Dry.
Okay. If the wind has been blowing gently, but now it's beginning to blow hard, you'd say the wind is...
Blowing up a storm.
Okay. And if the wind blows hard for a while and then it gradually begins to blow more gently, you'd say the wind is...
Lying low.
On a winter morning, what do you call white stuff that appears on the ground that isn't snow?
Frost.
Okay. Now, do you distinguish between different kinds of frost, or is frost...
Hoarfrost and regular frost.
Well, what's the difference?
Hoarfrost is where you have water that has accumulated in sand or clay, which at the freezing point, it expands and will stand up in little tiny icicles. And you see it principally along highways, on the edges of ditches.
Uh-huh. And the other stuff, it just sits flat on the ground.
That's right, yeah.
Uh-huh. The night when the temperature dropped to 25 degrees and the water in the pond became solid, we had a...
real freeze.
Okay.
Or hard freeze, even.
Okay. When the water in the pond became hard, you'd say the pond what?
Froze over.
Okay. And if it froze over, how thick would the ice on it be? Is there a difference in your mind between freezing over and freezing...
That situation never exists. It's never been that cold where a pond would freeze over.
Uh-huh.
I should think, though, that if I were in an area and I saw a pond... I wouldn't be able to tell whether it was a hard freeze or whether it was just a thin layer of ice over it. I don't believe.
Uh-huh. Well, I remember when I was a kid, sometimes I was born and raised in Savannah. When it was going to get real cold, I'd fill up a can with water, stick it out on the back porch, And I made a distinction, and I just wondered if you do this, if there was this much ice on it, just a little tiny bit on top, I'd say it had frozen over. But if the whole thing had solidified, then I'd say it was frozen solid. Would you make that distinction?
Yeah, too, yeah. But I wouldn't, I wouldn't in reference to a lake.
Uh-huh. I see. But you would in reference to something that really... In a house, guests are entertained in which room?
Living room.
Okay. And how high is the ceiling in your living room?
It's an 8-foot ceiling.
Okay. And so, you'd say it's what high? The ceiling is what? Would you say it's 8-foot high?
It's an 8-foot ceiling, period.
Okay.
I mean, not without fear, just 8-foot ceiling.
Okay. If you're going to put it into this form, though, you see, I'm interested in this particular form, would you say it's 8 foot high or it's 8 feet high?
8 foot high.
8 foot high, mm-hmm. Okay. Now, would you help me draw a floor plan of your house?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, I got a piece of paper here. I bet you could, maybe you could draw it better than I could. Just a, you know, sort of a rough idea. And, tell me what rooms are where. I know you have a nice big study. I figured that out already.
Let's see.
You know, you really are being a tremendous help. You're a lot of fun to talk to. Some people, you know, some people are a lot easier to talk to than others.
We call it bed. But it is...
Oh, this is going to be much more professional than anything I could draw. You're going to have to tell me what's what.
Right. This was originally designed by the architect for a carport. At the time we built, 1948, we had never put an automobile under a carport, so we thought a carport was superfluous. So I said, well, you just rough it in and I'll finish it out. Mm-hmm. So he did, and I bought some striated plywood, and I finished it out, and we use it for a dining room, mm-hmm. a great big dining room.
And what do you label it?
Well, we call it the red room because when I painted it, I painted it a maroon.
Uh-huh.
But it is the dining room.
Uh-huh.
Because here's a table, and here's the buffet, and there's a corner cupboard here. And this is the carport here.